Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Welcome to Writing Royalty.
Hey, hey, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's going
good,
on?
Good, how are you?
Wondering who,
how are you?
Who's listening to the show already?
I'm here.
How y'all ladies doing?
Doing
good. I am doing good.
Fabulous.
Everybody, dinner on deck? Wonderful Sunday dinner and all that?
Just
took
the last part out of the oven. How about
everybody
you? Everybody
was eating. What is that? I ain't even gone front. My dinner is just about to come out the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of got a late start.
But, I don't know, people.
Nah, it takes time to make perfection. But I'm glad y'all got it. See, I'm glad y'all got it together. That's why we need women in the world.
I'm going to agree with that, and we're going to get this show started. How about that?
Absolutely.
Well, hello, 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 everyone, and once again, welcome to our Sunday night edition of the Writing Royalty Blog Talk Radio. We are so happy to have you guys joining us this evening, and we got another great show on tap for you. My name is Toni, and I am one of three of the co-hosts of this great show. Just a little bit about myself. Just a little bit. I'm an avid reader, and I love reading the Word, and especially when it's written by great authors, as we have on tap tonight, with Intelligent Allah and the fabulous and beautiful V. Brown. We do have a great show on tap, but before we get into all of that, I'd like to introduce to you my other two great co-hosts. To my right, we have the beautiful Miss Leisha. Hey, Leisha.
Hey, hey, everybody. If you don't know who I am by now, my name is Leisha. I'm the head of Writing Royalty Promotions, as well as the head promoter for Nimi Capri and Boss Lady Publishing. I run four groups on Facebook. I'm so honored to be on this show on today and to have everybody joining us because we have two talented authors on today. And I just can't wait for them to get into the clubhouse and just come and kick it with us tonight. We're going to have such a good time. I do want to shout out to author Serenity Hall. She is the author of Fiending and Still Fiending. She will be dropping her new book, Traces of My Blood. That will be out March 31st. Super excited for that. So keep your cyber eyes peeled for that hot read. I also want to shout out Sabrina Eubanks. She is the author of The Awesome, and if you haven't got this series, you are missing out, Love and Consequences. Hey, Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina.
Now, I want to also introduce, well, he already introduced himself. I call him the number one stunner. He's the director with the pen. He's Mr. Aaron Bebo. Hey, B,
what's going on? I'm chilling. I'm having a decent Sunday, like I said, and I'm just Aaron Bebo, simple. You know, I wrote a couple of books right now. Well, I would definitely urge everyone to go out and pre-order that. I Used to Love Her. My G Street debut is going to be crazy. Love, hip-hop, and drama all day. You're going to love it. So please make sure y'all go out and pre-order that. Something refreshing as usual. And I'm Aaron Bebo. I'm happy to be here.
And snatch up that Bunches of Love. My girl Bunches,
yeah,
she off the chain. She off the chain.
Yeah, Bunches is that chick. She's young. She's still growing. I got other places to take her, but not in no series. Might see her again in life, though.
Well, all right.
But for our new listeners that are joining us this evening, I'd just like to let you know the purpose of Writing Royalty Blog Talk Radio is to bring our artists and readers together to build a greater respect for literature. And literature is so important in these times when you don't find many people picking up a book or even looking at it as a e-reader. So it's so important to make sure that literature stays in our lives the way it was when we grew up, when we were growing up. We do have a hot topic tonight. It's infidelity at an all-time high. I've been grappling with that topic pretty much all week. How about you guys?
Yeah, that's a hot topic.
I've been committing infidelity damn it all week, so I think that about evens it out.
I'm like, that might right be up there with side chick winning. That's how I like
chick is winning.
I was thinking
I think they running side by side.
I was thinking the
neck
same thing. Pretty much goes hand in hand. Well, if you look at the shows on TV today, it's pretty much dealing with side chicks and infidelity. Would you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
I see a great deal. I'm gonna say a lot of networking TV.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of networking TV. I think it just comes from the sense of just, you know, knowing that people fall in love instantaneously and they're showing it like, yo, this might happen at the work site.
No way. We're not going to do this to you. Oh, man.
No, I'm joking. But, yo, the phone lines is popping. Do y'all see these phone lines? The phone lines
indeed.
Is out of control. Everybody got, you know what I like about tonight? I like to thank all the callers right now because this is a great night. I can see already because people is calling in and they ones is already pressed. They
absolutely
already know what it is. I'm loving that.
We have the
shout
best
out to
callers.
All the callers.
We have the best callers. Well, I'm sure they're going to put their spin on this hot topic. And I also can't wait to hear what our guest authors have to say on that. You know, I'm really interested in what they have to say based on the novels that they do write. So with that, I see everybody is online with the ones raised, like Bebo said.
Yes.
Infidelity.
Ooh, it's crazy. You know what? Before we do anything, we need to definitely bring in the boss of all bosses, the lady who pays the bills and writes the check.
Boss lady.
That's
all
right.
All day.
All right.
What's going on?
Hey, boss lady.
Nothing much. Hey, y'all talking about the people who write the checks. That's Leisha. I don't write no checks. That's Leisha. She pays for
it. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Puffy used to write the checks, too. Now he just got somebody like, yo, just write him a check. He got somebody, yeah, that's... You become the boss of bosses. You don't even write checks no more. You even pay somebody to do that. Like, yo, right? I don't write checks.
Nah.
I pay him.
Nah, my precious Leisha, she handles everything. She the brains behind the whole organization. Y'all think I'm doing something. I'm just sitting over here. Just, she tells me what to do, and I just do it. And then Tony stands behind her like, what? Do it. So, you know. I just,
yeah, Leisha is
done.
The greatest.
That's how
she's
things
the glue
get
that
done.
Keeps us all together.
Yes, and I'm grateful and I'm thankful. I'm glad we're in here tonight. We have some great, great topics. We have some great authors. Author V. Brown, definitely a force to be reckoned with from Dree Street Chronicles. And we also have author Intelligent Allah on the line, who I am very, very honored to have on the line. He is also an author who wrote and fought for independence and had some things for himself coming from behind the wall.
So he is also another one of our great, great authors who was behind the wall, who was able to create and do some great literature under Wahida Clark Presents Publishing. So I've worked with him personally. He's phenomenal with his pen. He's an editor. He's into graphic arts and design. He's a brilliant person all around. And you guys are going to get a real treat once he gets on here. And he wrote that book, Licking License. And please believe me, it is phenomenal. And it touches a lot on this infidelity ideology. And he has a whole different spin and twist on it. So
absolutely.
I can't wait till he gets on here. And he has an opportunity to tell us, like, how he came up with that concept and how close to real life it really is. So
That's what's up. Let's hear what some of the callers got to say real quick.
Okay, great.
Before we bring them in, you know we got our number one callers. They be right there. I love this. 504, what's good? What's going on? How you feeling this evening? Right in Royalty Clubhouse welcomes you.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Oh, hold on. Nah. Don't even let her get away with that, y'all. She just hit us with the plain Jane, like we don't even know y'all. You sound like you're trying to sell us some makeup or something. What's going on? How you feeling? What up? What's going on?
I'm good.
Oh, Anika. You have a
good
day? Huh? Sounded like you had got
a
hangover.
What you say?
She's bringing us some of that New Orleans heat. She's bringing us some of that New Orleans heat up here. So we need it. I'm freezing. Me and Alicia and Tony, all of us up top, we cold. We happy to call in and bring us some of that heat. But what do you think about the subject, Lanika? You know, do you think that, you know, infidelity is on an all-new high? Like, you know, people ignore the fact that, you know, they're in committed relationships? Or how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think some people do ignore that the significant other is doing infidelity because, like, they feel like if you've been together for a long time, and, like, some women, they used to be, so they just stay there because the man, other woman taking care of them, so it is like, I'm going to just stay here because that's my financial support. Or it's probably just love, but that's stupid to me.
Okay. I see what you're saying. What you're saying is a lot of times you have the people who get kind of stuck in a rut, like, I'm just comfortable
with
you paying the bills. I'm just going to ignore all that and do what I got to do. And then some people, you're saying, the love that I have for you, I have to stay because I love you, so I'm going to just try to get through this.
Opening the path.
And I think, absolutely, because I believe you are correct. They say that the biggest reason for cheating on a mate is the lack of emotional connection or feeling appreciated by your partner. A lot of relationship therapists, you know, they say the trouble starts when couples stop meeting each other's needs, and they stop talking about things. And they just, they're just there, and it kind of becomes a working relationship, kind of like, you know, we just partners or roommates, you know, one person in, the other person out. You know, but they're not doing that communication.
It's no connection.
It's
no real connection. It's just like y'all there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What was you getting ready to say, Aaron?
I was about to say that Alicia made a great point. She was making a great point. And also, I wanted to ask Lanika, since you think it's at an all-time high, I mean, from an honest standpoint, being a female, you got homegirls, you a female, whatever, do you think that women are cheating more now in this day and age, or do you think it's men?
It's men.
Oh, come on now, Lanika. I was counting. I said, if anybody is going to stand up and just be like, you know what, I'm stepping into the gray area with this because I seen it. I thought it was going to be you.
I think you can't really, like, if a woman do cheat, you got to really investigate because women, sometimes
I'm not saying y'all not better than me. Hold up. If the only thing that's stopping you from admitting the truth is me thinking that I'm not saying y'all, but y'all are way better than men at cheating. A woman will cheat on a man.
Really,
a woman will cheat on a man for 10 years straight, and he won't have a clue. Y'all,
right.
Y'all, I'll give y'all that.
Yeah,
so
right,
you admitting
just,
that women cheat more, though. Because y'all
right.
just get it. Y'all just be, y'all just way on point. Yeah, we won't never catch y'all. Wiley Coyote and the Roadrunner, huh?
She did the maniacal laugh, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, well, that's what's up. Thank you, Lanika, for calling in. We appreciate it. We love
enjoy
you.
Yes, we got mad
support.
Love for you.
That's a
all
real
right
reader right there. All the way from
yes.
the NO.
Always
we love
support.
You, baby.
Anything we do.
Love you, too.
Yes,
thank you, Mommy.
All right. Thank you, Lanika.
Wow. That was powerful.
Okay.
You know what, Aaron? I just want to say right quick before we take a caller, I would say, if you ask me, I would say yes, and I would say that it's happening now more, I think, because a lot of women are embracing their freedom of sexuality.
Exactly.
You had a time when, you know, talking about sex or, you know, exploring sexual desires was very
taboo.
For
exactly.
a woman, like, we were even, you know, we talk now, Tony and I and Alicia, we were saying how, you know, in our day, you know, a woman couldn't even admit that, you know, she did fellatio. You couldn't even say it. Like, you'd be like, ooh,
mm-hmm.
no, you don't want to say it. Everybody's hiding it in a secret.
Yeah.
But now,
everybody
today,
in the room
women
that's
is
doing
like,
it looking at you like you a witch.
Well, they do it.
They doing it, too. Like, yo, just
yeah.
so I don't get discovered, we will hang her. She admitted
yes.
it.
Yes, that's right. But nowadays, it's like, hey, like people are like, hey, you ain't doing it. Something is wrong with you. So
yeah, like,
I think
what,
as
what
women,
doing?
Yeah, as they get more educated, as they're learning more about their bodies and they're not getting what they want at home. It's not like before where they would say, well, I'm just going to stick and stay because we're married or we're this and that. They're actually going outside of the relationships and exploring a lot
mother.
More than they did before. Yeah.
Yo, I'm
you can
so
go ahead
glad.
And take the call if you want.
Yo,
Needy,
that's so
gonna...
no. Woo-hoo, that's real, Needy. I can't even take a call after that realness.
Actually, I was gonna.
Go
yeah,
ahead.
Gonna, before Needy said that, I was gonna say I have to agree also because the women are becoming like Needy said, more educated on what they want.
Yeah.
And also from a literature point, reading books, you know, like the
Secret,
you know.
Yeah.
Seeing what's out there and like, well, damn, why am I not getting that? Or why am I not?
Word to mother.
So they start
wow.
looking for that satisfaction outside.
Wow.
That's true.
Right back to the word, the written word, that tent, that fire.
Mm.
And y'all women, too. I'll give y'all this, too. I definitely will say this about women. A lot of people won't even believe this, not even politicians, but women will embrace independence quicker and better than men.
Mm.
Like, men will be stuck arguing an opinion when a woman will come to a quick decision on the matter. That's
wow.
something more solid. Even with the stock market. Like, if you look at the stock market, the decisions that the women make as opposed to the men, like, the men might make decisions that's going to make money right now for, like, 18 months. The women are making decisions that's going to make money for the next 10 years.
Wow.
This is actual numbers, you know.
That.
Yeah, these are the actual
but
numbers. This ain't me. Like, this is real. But let's take a caller, you know.
Okay.
Y'all definitely got me open with the admission. 470. Good evening. How are you?
Welcome to the clubhouse. What's your name and where you calling from?
470.
Maybe they shy.
Hello.
Hey, this
yeah.
is
hi.
Judge of the Law.
Oh,
and I'm
wow. Well, I brought you in early, everybody.
Hey.
Right on time. Peace. How you doing,
hey,
brother?
Peace. How y'all doing? I'm great. I'm great. I'm doing good.
Welcome
okay.
to the clubhouse. How are you? This is Tony.
Okay. How you doing, Tony?
I am doing well. I'm excited to have you in that clubhouse tonight.
All right. I'm excited to be here. Got a hot topic
yeah,
on the menu.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. This is Leisha.
All right. What's up, Leisha? How are you?
And I'm Aaron, the only male on the line, so I know you had already figured that out.
Wow, this is great. I'm Nene. Hey, Intel. Everybody, everybody else.
Who is Nene Capri? Who? I never heard of her. No. What's up, baby? What's up,
I'm telling.
What's happening?
I'm telling. I'm telling. I'm just letting you know right now. I'm telling. I'm telling. As soon as I get off of here, I'm telling. No, but we happy to have you out. You know, thanks for taking the invitation. I know you got a lot going on.
Yeah.
A lot of things coming up, a lot of great projects. If you can, before we, you know, finish getting into this subject, because, you know, you wrote a book that covers it all when it comes to infidelity, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say about that. So, you know, could you just please, you know, give us, you know, a little bit about, you know, your journey, you know, being behind the wall, you know, having somebody like Wahida Clark believe in you and help you get your work published. And, you know, that journey, you know, doing that, and then now you're home and you're continuing that journey. Could you just give us a little bit about that, and how much time did you actually do, if you don't mind us asking?
Okay. All right. To start off, I served 18 and a half years. I was locked up from February 1994 to August 2012. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. So, you know, my writing started behind bars. Well, actually, in terms of fiction. Prior to my incarceration, you know, I was rhyming, I was into poetry, things like that. And when I got in prison, you know, I was going through a transformation myself, doing introspection, looking into my life, seeing where I went wrong and all that type of stuff. And I knew I had to handle things different. And so I was confronted with a lot of oppression from the prison system. And I knew I just couldn't lash out. You know, I can't be going getting in fights with officers every time I get into a situation. You know, I can't just go in there and beat up the judge and make him hear my motion. So, you know, I had to learn how to challenge things legally and have some success in, you know, litigating and challenging prison conditions and stuff like that. So that kind of got me into legal writing, which paved the way for me doing editorials, articles, and then eventually fiction when I took a creative writing class in 2001. So, you know, I ended up meeting Wahida and ended up doing some editing for her prior to her publishing Licking License. So, you know, when I wrote Licking License when I was in 23-hour lockdown, which is a special housing unit, so I had a lot of time to write and focus. And when I put the manuscript together, you know, I pitched it to her, and as they say, the rest is history. But the concept for the three-way relationship, because for those who don't know, Licking License is pretty much, in a nutshell, you have a woman who's running the hottest hair salon in Harlem, and you have a guy who's a retiring from the drug game, one of the biggest drug dealers in Harlem, and you have a woman who the owner of the salon, Candy, hires to try to turn her out, because Candy is a lesbian. So she hires Vanessa, who's a straight woman, and you have Rich, who's the drug dealer, who he likes Vanessa. So he's going after Vanessa, and then Candy is going after Vanessa. So Rich ends up getting her, and then Candy still ends up, seducing her, turning her out, whatever term you want to use, for lack of a better term. And somehow they ultimately end up in a three-way relationship. But the question, infidelity is an interesting one, because I was thinking about it a lot after you gave me the topic in relation to Licking License. Because I think what makes their relationship unique in the book, and like a lot of the readers told me and readers I've read their reviews on Amazon, is that it's a consensual three-way relationship, and it's a loving relationship. You know, I think most people, I'm not going to say most people, I think a lot of people will agree that you can be in love with two people. That may be a controversial statement in itself, but we'll deal with that. So you have a situation where there's a man who honestly, you know, is in love with two women, and you have these two women who are in love with this man, and they're in love with one another. So they have this, you know, relationship that ends up, you know, because of hate and jealousy and people not understanding, you know, the dynamics of the relationship, they end up, you know, kind of getting violent and going to a whole bunch of other stuff. That's pretty much, you know, the book in a nutshell. And, you know, like I said, it was published by Wahida Clark. And so then I have a part two as well, Licking License too.
Yeah, and you know what? You touched on something with the loving relationship, and I don't want to give out a spoiler or anything, but since we did bring it up, Aaron brought up the fact of, you know, women cheating more and we talked about that sexual independence that women are claiming now. And in the book, Candy, she had relationships with men but never was really pleased. So she turned it to having relationships with women. But, you know, when she had an opportunity to be with a woman that she really fell in love with, Vanessa, and then also the man, you know, Rich, he was able to please her like she never was pleased before by a man. So that whole dynamic of her, you know, being caught between the two was phenomenal the way you depicted that. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that's a good point you made because it's something I did leave out, that Candy, you know, was once, you know, dealing strictly with men. And I actually got some flack from a woman I know that's a lesbian, and she's like, well, you know, it's like you had to put it where Rich was just a solution to her, you know, and he had to make everything right because she was already messing with Vanessa. But at the end of the day, you know, Candy, her roots, you know, she was dealing with men prior to even meeting Vanessa. But it goes to a little deeper, I mean, and to the question of, you know, sex in a relationship, you know, and the reality is sex is really a major factor in a relationship. So if you with a person that's not pleasing you, and, you know, a lot of women say a woman could please a woman better, you know, sexually, orally, and stuff like that. So you had a woman like Candy who, you know, who wasn't really, you know, getting what she desired to the point she did until she met Rich. So, but at the same time, she likes women, you know, so it just turned out to be, you know, a serious relationship.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Aaron, with, you know what I'm saying, with the fact that women, you know, aren't really being pleased, you know, in a lot of relationships? And Tony even spoke about, you know, the books and the different things that we write about and that women yearn for, and a lot of them, you know, don't have that at home or don't know how to express, you know, to their man. You know, you have some men who are very egotistic and they don't want their woman, you know, telling them that the sex ain't good. Like, I'm putting my game down, you know, what you talking about, you know what I'm saying? I went here with my A game, you don't know? And the woman is sitting there like, somebody told you wrong. So, you know, like, what do you think about that?
I think it's double-edged. Like, I think on one hand, when the woman ain't being pleased, and she's having these outside thoughts or whatever, and she acts on it, it's just actually that there's no communication between her and the male. Like, she's not telling the male that, because me personally, I really feel like a male is really only going to be believing he's putting it down like that if the female is actually, you know, making him feel like that. Either she has to be telling him that verbally or through her actions. He's not going to assume that. He will ask. He will be inquisitive. Even if he doesn't ask verbally, he will be inquisitive to himself, like, yo, damn, am I doing this all right? Like, she don't be nothing like that. I'm trying to figure out. And then it'll get to the point, because we, for real, because you have to remember, we're boys at once. Mm. And as most of us are fed from a woman's hand.
Mm.
Most of the time, and all of the time first, but most of the time throughout growing up, because a lot of us don't be having fathers around. So a man is going to be inquisitive towards that. Like, damn, am I really putting it down like that? So the real truth to all women, let me just say this to all women listening. If you are in a relationship with a man, he's not doing it like he think he is, you need to be honest with him. Don't be lying, because then you're going to continue to not get what you want, and then it is going to be your fault when you go out and cheat because the communication was off. Now on the flip side to the question, the woman that's having these desires from the other woman, like when she, it's just a woman's curiosity. Like, if another woman, because that's what I really wanted to ask him about, like, I wanted to get back to the writing.
What's
like
that?
Yo, how did you develop? What was the developmental aspect you took to have Vanessa be able to turn Candy out after she had already been dealing with Rich? Like, what standpoint did she take to still bag her? Like, that was hot to me. I wanted to know where the for real, like, where the development came from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well,
it's
Candy turning Vanessa out. But to answer that question, pretty much, well, first of all, the concept of the three-way relationship, that came about through two people. A best friend of mine, who's a female friend, who when she was coming up, she told me that her father had a friend, and she would go by her father's house with her father, and this guy was just living with two women. It was like, you know, regular relationship. And so that was always a thing in my mind. And then a friend of mine who was incarcerated with me, author as well, Great Zach Tate, he and I used to have a lot of conversations about polygamy. So those type of thoughts really went into the book after I had read G-Spot by Noir. So anyway, but as for Candy being able to turn out Vanessa, what I tried to do is just think of everything that I know about women. Of course, you know, I spoke to a lot of different women. Over the years, while I was incarcerated, I met a very lot of women. You know, I was always putting in personal ads and stuff like that, you know, because I just had to reach beyond the wall and tired of being around men. So I got a chance to really think, as my friend, that lady used to always tell me, sometimes you got to think like a woman and try to get in their head to understand what they do. And I question a lot of women. So understanding, like you said, that curiosity that is there sometimes, and also understanding the sensual nature of the woman. I just try to, like, if you think about the scene that happens where actually Candy actually finally gets Vanessa, she's doing her hair inside of the chair, and, you know, she's talking to her, telling the story of how she ended up, you know, messing with women. And she's touching her, and she's going forth. But before that, you had the curiosity that you talked about, which was Vanessa had saw Candy and her lover at the time, Vera, having sex. So that piqued her interest. And Candy knew that, but Vanessa didn't know that she had, you know, raspotic. So Candy knew all of this, and, you know, she just did what she do. You know, she used her ability, you know, Candy was a lot more sexually experienced than Vanessa with men and females. So, you know, she used what she had, and it worked for her.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Vanessa, you know, Vanessa was like, you know, I ran across quite a few women who, you know, who tell me they're bisexual and, you know, they love women, but they still need a man. So, and that was the case with Vanessa. So she still needed Rich.
Now, do you get a lot of flack? Because I heard you mention this, and I was thinking that too when you said it. Do you get a lot of flack from actual straight lesbians, like those who really like hands off the men type? Do you get a lot of flack from those type of women after they read the book?
Yeah, I had I don't want to say privilege or whatever. I pretty much ran into a few, like three, since I've been down here in Atlanta since I got home. And I knew I got the, you know, work. There was coworkers with me and stuff, and he read the book, and they, you know, they kind of like, you know, just why the man got to be in the picture? That's always and it made me think. It's like that. It's like, you know, are women that are lesbians, like, yeah, man haters. I mean, I understand that, you know, you got a sexual preference or, you know, a sexual orientation, however you may define it or whatever. But, I got kind of a lot of flack because of Rich. And then, you know, Rich is like this super smooth dude, and it's like they look at it as if Rich is manipulating these women, when that's not really the case, you know, especially like Candy. Vanessa is kind of, she's iffy, she's blowing in the wind, but Candy is a very strong-willed woman. She knows what she wants. She's about her business on a lot of levels, and she dealt with men and she dealt with women. And everything for her was totally voluntarily and you know, on up and up. So it's not really about the man having his power, and, you know, it's, you know, so I but so they can like can the feminist stuff on me, man. I just, you know, it was an essential thing, and we're dealing with grown folks, you know.
Yeah, and I will say it was done very tasteful. It wasn't done in a way that would be disrespectful to either way you look at it. I mean, if you're heterosexual, if you were a lesbian, it wasn't done in a way that was disrespectful or distasteful. He was very respectful of both women, of both their needs, of both their desires. And they tried to mesh everything well with what everybody loved. And that's what I had liked about the story. It really intrigued me when I read it because it wasn't a situation where it was like a bunch of shenanigans. It was just like they actually end up falling in love with each other. So, yeah it was really, really good. But it just played
into
that.
And you
got to
keep in mind
that. Go ahead.
No,
you go.
I would say just a point in support of that is that this is a man who put his life on the line for these women. Ultimately, I'm not going to go through that, but he put his life on the line for these women, and he took lives for these women, you know.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
It wasn't, you know, like he just was having some wild sexual fling, fulfilling a fantasy. I mean, you know, and that was it, you know.
Yeah, it was good. But we have a caller on the line at a 404-426, Aaron. He really wants to holler at Intel. It's a long time in the waiting, and he would love to holler.
Okay, I already got him.
Please bring him in.
I already got him because I seen him already swinging.
All
what's
right.
going on? 404, you are live.
Peace.
Talk to your mic, Cash.
Oh, okay. Knowledge. How you be, Lord?
Peace, I'm great.
All right.
Fine,
I'm just calling in. What's up, Aaron?
What's going on, Cash? How you?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. Nene, Lisa, Tony, and all the whole crew.
Hey, what's going on, Chief?
I'm good, man. I'm just calling in to add my little bit to what's going on here. And I wanted to really just pay props to Intel and let them know I hadn't. It's my first time talking to them, but I'm definitely I'm on Licking License 1 and 2. I read that, and everybody, you know, behind the wall love it like crazy and everything. So I just wanted to acknowledge that, bro.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, man.
All right. That's what's up. So I just want to come through and holler at Writing Royalty for a minute. And, you know, like I said, just shout out on the subject that y'all speaking of. You know what I'm saying? As far as I listen to Aaron, it's about, you know, just talking about whether a man really – pleasing a woman and all of that. And I just want to let them know I do agree with that, because if the woman don't fake it and just tell them what it is, then, you know, the man know what he got to do to please her. Although a lot of times men have egos and a woman just don't want to bruise them, you know, and
mm-hmm.
so she fake it out. But at the end of the day, it's a new day. And women now, they got to get theirs. And so they not just keep that. They got to get theirs.
And you
say, no
you be lucky if you get yours, Cash, huh? You say, be like,
yeah,
okay, I'm
real.
Good.
That's what I'm saying. And then it made me think, like, back when I really didn't know what I was doing, oh, man, they had me faked out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, for real.
Yeah, I kind of want to go on my road deck and be like, yo, did you come for real, or what's up? You
know what yeah, it'd be serious. Yo, it's serious. The woman independence thing is serious. Before Remy went to jail, she was promoting how her and her girls was raping and embarrassing dudes. I'm like, yo, it's crazy. Women is not playing no more. Got to be serious.
Yeah, they coming right
now,
out
I have
with
a
it,
question.
You know. Okay.
Go ahead.
I got a question for you, for the men. And women, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think part of the problem is a lot of times, and this whether you're married or single or whatever your relationship status is, a lot of the times people get, when you get into a relationship, you're on cloud nine, and you got bells and whistles and sparks every time you see them, every time y'all are together. But do you think the problem comes in when people don't evolve with their relationship and they think that you're supposed to have bells and whistles and sparks forever? And then when they're not there, instead of doing what needs to be done to bring them back in a different way, that causes people to kind of drift apart?
Hmm.
Yeah, that's a good question. I kind of go through that to a degree myself. It's like my problem a lot is, in terms of really making a commitment, is that, like, the novelty, everything seems good at the beginning. And I usually tell women this when I meet them. I mean, you know, they're hooping and hollering, oh, you good dude. And, you know, and likewise, I'm feeling that sometimes. But it always seems good in the beginning. But sometimes, you know, when that novelty wears off, and, you know, it's like, what the hell we got going on here? And for me, it becomes frustrating. And I think, you know, there's a lot of different reasons guys cheat. And, you know, I look from my personal experience and then friends of mine. like last year when I came up, you know, and I saw you at the Harlem Book Fair, Nene. You know, at that time I was in a monogamous relationship for the first time in my life. Obviously when I went in I was young, so you know it wasn't no monogamy definitely. And you know, when I came home, you know, I was a little reckless or whatever, but you know, I ended up meeting a woman that was good to me, whatever. So you know, and I'm telling guys about her, and these are all my friends I knew for years since I was a kid, and they looking at me like crazy. Like one of them, it's about 12 different people. Only one of them was in a monogamous relationship. Like dude was like, what are you for real? And it's like I started questioning myself. Like are men, you know, meant to have more than one woman? But I think a lot of the time. I think guys just want variety. I think, like, sometimes the novelty wears off and they're straight to the next one. And then I think sometimes we just been socialized from, like I said, you know, everybody doing it, especially when you're young and you're reckless. So it's a lot of different reasons, but it's just crazy. But definitely you have to keep those sparks in the bedroom and just, for me anyway, it's got to be mental stimulation. I mean, if you can't stimulate my mind, then, I mean, we ain't going to last long sexually.
Right. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, and we were saying that, you know, pretty much, you know, sex is what it is. It's sex. And the only thing that makes it different or makes it special is how you feel about the person. That's what makes it, you know, phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have any connection, like you said, mentally and spiritually and emotionally, then it's just sex, you know. It's just, you know, an act. But I agree with Leisha. You have to be communicating and talking. And, you know, Cash talked about that ego thing. And a lot of times some women, they don't want to, you know, hurt or bruise them. They love them on every other aspect. Like, wow, everything you do, you laugh, the way you talk, the way you smile, the way you, everything else. And then we come together that way, and it's just no real connection. And
that's
they don't want to say anything.
That's why you
got
to be honest
lose.
Early.
Yeah, they don't want to lose everything else that we have, you know. So they're like, okay, well, I'm just going to stick in here. Maybe he'll get it right. I'm trying to show him, but he ain't listening, you know. So that lack of communication, you know, messes it up a lot of times also.
Yeah,
but sometimes when you've
so
been in a long time, sometimes when you've been in a long time relationship and the things that you started out doing together, sometimes you do grow up and you grow out. So you have to be open.
Yeah,
that's true.
Definitely.
You have to be open to bring in not other people, but other things to stimulate you.
Right. Go ahead, Tony, because I've been married for 20 years. Go ahead, Tony,
tell us. For 21 years, and sometimes you have to bring something in to keep that excitement continuing, you know, on a continuous basis. And you, I'm not gonna co-sign with that.
You know what else happens sometimes?
That's true. She's right.
I think also with the communication, like people will wait until they get frustrated and then they'll say something. Yeah, like when they're arguing about the bills and then they'll just yell out, well, you ain't nothing in bed anyway. It's like, what? We were talking about the phone bill. Like, what are you saying that for?
No, that phone now the phone is definitely going off.
But it's the truth.
You can cancel all calls from this point on. I ain't no good.
Yeah.
But you're right.
Yeah.
In that case,
though,
the person is just waiting for it. It's just laying for something to just go in at. You know, the simple thing. Like you said, Annabelle.
Right.
To swap that.
To get them.
Women got to start being honest and quickly, too. Like, I'm not trying to be funny. Like, really, because it's. Is if you lie to the man, because like Cash said, like I'm saying, like Intel said, we have egos. So if you lie to us, we going to think we going in. So as soon as we start all of that, you know it ain't what it is. Like, yo, is this mine? It's like, nope, not yet. Put in some more work.
Not this week. Maybe
that is. Not yet. Like, it's not. Like, you almost
pull
up, there.
Pull a brochure out the side drawer and just be like, well, read this, and then maybe something will happen for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the flip side, guys got to be honest with women, too.
Exactly.
Because a lot of times, you know, women talk a mean game. I'm going to do this and da-da-da. And you get around to the come down, you're like,
No. You said, we said, what are you doing? Just get up.
He said, what's that?
Yeah, like, when you're twinning, you're like, what are you doing?
Pineapples, that's not it.
Yeah.
Right on the plate.
You don't have nobody you can talk to. You don't have no friends and passing out any instruction guides.
Yeah. Did nobody ever tell you these things? I know, but
people,
we have a lot of our callers raising their hands.
Yes, you do.
Speak to our guests.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
don't
take another caller for us.
Yeah. We're going to take 323. You are live. 323-531. Good evening.
Welcome to the clubhouse. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Are they there? Are they shy?
Okay.
323-531.
Hello, is that me?
Yes.
Hey, 323-531.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing? This is Arthur Nyree Jakes down here on the West Coast, Los Angeles. What's
hey.
Up?
Hey!
What's up, Nene Capri? What's up, people? How's everybody doing over there?
Hey! What's going on?
Oh, it's all good. I was just sitting back listening to the conversation, you know, enjoying, you know, everything that I'm hearing, and, you know, I'm hearing some great things, some positive stuff, and, you know, you guys are doing a good job. But as far as the relationship thing, you know, it is what it is, you know. My girl looking at me. Let me slow down for a minute. Hold on.
You better walk
right.
I need you to process it first.
Yeah, we need you to process that and put it out properly.
Yeah, none of us
so
take you in,
no Nari.
No one can take you in. We do not have a G Street contingency plan for this type of stuff. So
absolutely.
You better
walk right. You to process that right. We need
first
you to
all,
process
it for
a minute.
Wanna, you know. I'm kind of feeling myself because, you know, as some of my people know, you know, from G Street, I'm dealing with a couple of obstacles down here, you know, as far as doing time or whatever. You know, I got to, you know, I've been dealing with a case and I just have to turn myself in. And thank God, when I went to court the other day, they didn't take me. And, you know, they gave me another 45 days, long story short, to run around here. So I feel kind of, you know, kind of good about being here. But anyway, back to the infidelity situation, you know, it's all about keeping it real, keeping it 100 with your mate. And like my man said, on the flip side, you know, guys, we got to keep it real, too, because sometimes we can't be out of pocket and not recognize it. But, you know, we got to just, you know, just love each other and just, you know, just keep it 100 with each other. And that's the best solution for me.
Right. Yeah, communicate.
Well,
yeah,
put
definitely.
Communicate.
Yes.
But sometimes, you know, like even in my relationship right now, you know, sometimes when it comes to work and stuff like that, you know, dealing with, you know, trying to put books out and other business and stuff I deal with. You know, there's a lot of females around, you know, females, you know, hanging out, you know. And myself, you know, I'm the type of person to where, you know, I had the type of personality to, you know, I talk nice to females, you know, I treat females nice and stuff like that. But that don't mean that, you know, I'm trying to flirt at you or something like that just because I call you sweetie or baby or whatever, you know. But and I want the female perspective on this, too. I'm kind of asking the question, like, what do you guys think about that when, you know, you're in a relationship with someone, but... You know, saying you're being nice to other females in the business, you know, whatever. Just being a nice guy that you have always been in your life. Do you think that once you change and, you know, being for, you know, for your mate just to adjust with her, or should you just keep rolling and you know, just do you and how you do? What do you think, female? Talk to me.
Wait, Leisha, let me take over this one. Because I'll be like that. First of all, both of you have to be on an understanding about what's mostly important. And, you know, Cash always points this out when he says that, you know, it's a stage. You know what I'm saying? It's like a stage. It's like any artist or a singer or rapper, you go on a stage and you have to perform and you have to do what you have to do. And then when you come off the stage, you take off your makeup, you take off your wardrobe, and you go on with your life. But you must be respectable in all that you do. You know what I'm saying? You must command respect, and you must definitely give respect. You know, me, myself, personally, I call everybody sweetie and stuff, not because I'm attracted to you, but because I don't do good with names. That's just me. I don't do good with names. I can't help myself. I don't do good with names. I remember your face. I know where I met you at, but your name just might slip me. But, you know, as long as you're being respectful, you know, to the woman that you love and care about, you're not doing things that intentionally will hurt her feelings, that will hurt her pride. that will hurt her having to stand in front of her friends and be like, you know, damn, did he say that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real? So, you know, just as long as you're being respectful, you know, in the industry.
Yeah, I understand. And I understand that part. And I try to, you know, break that down and explain it like that. But, you know, sometimes people just can't understand. And, you know, hey, it is what it is. But, yeah.
I got a question for you. Is it that you are nice and friendly to everybody, or is it that you are a natural flirt? Because some people are natural flirts, which means they flirt.
True.
And it's just something that they do, and it's not intentional. It's not like I'm trying to. It's just something that they do. Some people are just natural flirts. So when you're being nice, as you would say, it comes off as flirting, because that's actually probably what you're doing. And she probably thinks
he said he likes to make women feel good. Don't go changing the
like
man's
a natural flirt.
He likes to make women feel good.
I'm
listening
to what he's saying.
That's
why I'm asking him questions.
Right. I see you probing. But I
now,
Reese,
I think this might be a friend of your girl. I think this might be one of her friends. So
at least you don't play that. I just like to be cool with everybody. I like to treat everybody nice. I like to, you know, smile when I talk to them, even if it's on the telephone or through emails or whatever. And it's like, you know, I don't be meaning no harm. And, you know, sometimes a girl, you know, she really get it twisted up and just, you know, get confused thinking I'm trying to, you know, flirt with females. And, you know, hey, it should be all right.
Sometimes you can't come at certain females like that because, like you said, they take it personal and they take it to a whole nother level. And then you got a whole ugly situation on your hand.
But I could just be sitting just talking to someone and just in conversation.
But your girl's there and you over here having a...
Wait, she right here.
Look,
get it live.
She's telling it how it is. I think you are a natural flirt.
That's right.
Oh, look, my cousin. Boy, I'm surrounded by women before they come, boy. Listen, it's not like that. I just try to be cool and just be, you know, just straight with everybody. But, you know, maybe I will work on it, though. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I will. But as far as the other topic, just to rewind it, because I don't want to be about that. But as far as the other topics that you guys are talking about, as far as, you know, me and not being able to...
Why y'all run it up in here? Go sit down.
Me and not being able to go to distance. Me and not being able to go to distance or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, just keep it straight up with your girl, man. And, you know, if you can't handle it, you know, get something that will make you be able to handle it. Like, hey, you know, gin and orange juice does it for me, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my Viagra, so, you know, that's... Yeah, you know.
Oh, goodness.
Try it out.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what we're talking about, right? When we're talking about infidelity, people not being able to go to distance, not being able to hang. Was I missing it?
I think you done already had the gin and juice.
Yeah. I mean, I had a little bit, but what I'm saying, though... You know,
but I think you need to go have a glass, and thank you so much for calling.
All right, I appreciate you guys, though. Thanks again for, you know, accepting my call. Shout out to G-Street Chronicles and everybody. Nene Capri, you're doing a great job. And thanks for having me, though. And I'll just sit back and listen for a while.
Yes. Thank you for your support.
Put your hat, brother. Stay
on.
I'm
an Irish dude. Be good, y'all.
Okay. Go ahead. Y'all take another caller.
All right.
All right.
Okay. We're going to take... 404-426.
That's me. You don't want to take me again.
We already have it.
I thought you was already on here.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. It's all good.
Somebody took you off. Okay. 864-450. 864.
Hey, everybody. It's Ashley Nicole.
What's good,
Ashley?
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey. Call us so much support. And to piggyback on what Aaron was saying earlier, I heard him ask Nene, do she think that women do it more? And nowadays, I have to agree. Yeah, they do.
That's what's up.
I've actually seen two cases where two guys, I know they're in the military, and while they were deployed, their wives cheated. Now, one of the girls is married to whoever she cheated with, got a child by him, and the other one, she's pregnant with the guy she cheated with. So, females doing the more these days, and it seems like they're doing the more shady. And then, you know,
oh, y'all been doing that.
The guys were mad. It's just that they were just, they just didn't care. So,
I think I agree with Ashley, and I think what it is that men just get caught. That I'm gonna call it how it is.
Exactly.
Men get caught all the time because either they'll tell the story one way, and see, this one thing about women. We don't ask you something more than once. If we ask you the same thing more than once, we already know the answer. We don't just see how many different answers you're going to give us around what we really want to know. And a lot of times that's how they get caught, either what they say or something they do. But see, women, we can be sneaky. We can.
Women can be sneaky, but the only reason, this is my view on, you know, some women can be sneaky, some of them not. The only reason really why technically they got away is because their man was deployed. But, you know, let me tell you this. Women are always sneaky because if there were one of the girls who cheated, she wouldn't have another man living in the house knowing that her husband's friends come by or might see it. So that was stupid because it's going to get back, you know. So some women are not as sneaky with it. Some of them they're just stupid or they just don't care. But, I believe that on this day, women, they stepping out more than the dudes sometimes now. I mean, I could be wrong, but from the stuff I've been seeing, it's like they just don't care no more. So, but I just wanted to call in and show my support. I'm going to sit back and listen to y'all.
Thanks, Ashley. Yes. Thank you for calling in, Ashley.
Well,
yes.
I will say that I tell people this all the time. I don't know if they're more sneaky, but women do have more game than men.
Way more.
Guys, think they got it, man. Boy, they're going to put it on you. And, you know, one thing I've been noticing, like, since I got out, it's been bugging me out. It's just like society, well, at least I can say the society I've been experiencing down here in Atlanta. It's like things are just more out and open. Y'all talked earlier about things being a lot more sexual. It's like even when you look on Instagram and you look on these social networks, everything seems a lot more sexual. I was at work last week, and one of my friends was saying, yeah, you think about going out this week? So another friend said, yeah, you going to bring homegirl? He was like, nah, it's Side Chick Sunday, but I ain't going to bring her there to the club. I was like, Side Chick Sunday? What the fuck? This has just become totally acceptable.
Y'all be thinking I'll be playing, Side Chicks is winning, yo. Side
Chicks. And I said, yo, what the hell? Side Chick Sunday. I'm going to go and ask him about it later. I just sat there like I knew what was up, though. I'm going to go to the side later. Explain this to me. But the thing is, it's a lot more acceptable. Then you have women who, you know, they quote-unquote established, and they don't want to settle. So they're just going to deal with a dude sexually. Then you have the women who are just going to deal with a dude sexually because they feel that's all they can get. They can't get, you know, they can't get them in full, so they're taking sex, take them, you know, part of them. So, but, yeah, it's just, you know, women are just... They're getting theirs. I think you said that.
This is Tony. I tend to agree, and it just piggybacks something that Lisha said earlier. Sometimes a person may stay because of the financial situation, you know, and I still think that some women are a little more classy with stepping out.
Way more
crafty. Do it with a little bit more class.
Y'all is way more craftier, hands down. And let me clear up something Lisha said earlier to these men. Let me tell y'all something. Don't listen to that part where she said, if we ask y'all something more than once, we already know the answer. No, they're still digging.
I'm telling y'all right now, don't listen to Bebo. If she asks you the same question four times, you might as well go ahead on and tell her, because she's looking for a specific answer.
Four times? Yeah, exactly. She looking for the answer that she want to hear, so don't even give it to her.
Now, see, those four answers are going to add up to one answer in the end.
Absolutely. Oh, she getting to the root of the problem.
Nah,
don't listen to
Bebo,
y'all. Bebo, I had y'all outside luggage and everything else.
Bebo, I have y'all chilling and have her in the other room pulling her hair out like, I swear I know something going on.
But I just have a quick question on the book. Is he still with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm a visual. I'm an avid reader, and sometimes the cover of a book is what first attracts me next to the title. And
yeah.
The title, Liquor License, it brings to mind, like if I hadn't read this book, like you have to be on your A game. You know, and most people that get a license are experts. So when I see that, that's what comes to mind when I see that title. Is how did you come up with that title?
Yeah, that's interesting how you perceive it. That concept, the term licking license, it actually came from Training Day. It was a point in there when Denzel Washington's character asked his coworker, I think Ethan Hawke played his coworker, and Ethan Hawke was talking about his fiance or girl he was messing with, and he was like, yo, dude, she got a liquor license, like liquor, like alcohol. So lick her license. So licking license is pretty much, it's a spinoff of that, licking license. But it's pretty much, it represents the woman who, you know, possesses that authority, has a license, whether she feels is something that society deemed acceptable, or whether she just don't care, and she's, you know, not afraid to embrace, you know, dealing with other women. So that's pretty much what the title represents. It's pretty. I have a lot of people who inquire about it. It's definitely catchy. I like the cover. Cover's pretty good. But yeah, the origin of it is the Training Day movie, and I didn't actually specifically think of the movie, but I know I have been using the term. And that one, I think one rapper had, well, it was Prodigy in a song. He had mentioned, he said he had a line where he said, "Only mess with girls that got their liquor license," and it was always to lick her, but I just changed it to licking.
That's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
and pretty catchy also. That's what came to my mind when I see, you know, when I see a book, the cover, the graphics, and the title. So they both caught my attention.
Yeah. Okay.
Now,
y'all
want to
take another caller?
Well, I want to ask them one quick question before we bring in our other author. Now, I just want to take it back just a little bit. When you spent 18 and a half years in jail, you get out, and you put your book out. You put out part two, and
well,
then you win.
Both were actually published while I was in prison.
Okay. So then you get out in 2012, and then you find out that you received the Erotic Author of the Year Award. How did you feel at that point in time? Like, you was putting in work, you was behind the wall, and then all of a sudden you're like, I got an award.
Yeah. Well, actually, I got nominated. I ain't win it, but I got nominated. They gave me a nod. but I mean, that was great, and that too happened right prior to me coming out. I'm not sure if the awards happened directly after I got out, but I knew that I was nominated getting out. It was a good feeling, you know. Anytime you know you have somebody that acknowledges your talent. It's always a good feeling. I remember the first time I got a book review, and I never forget it because I think it was the most significant book review. Not just that it was the first one, but what he said. It was Rolly Welch, it was really on the Library Journal's website, and it was a number of books there. I think it was a Nicky Turner book out at the time that he was reviewing. It was about five books. It was another book actually called Bi Curious, which was similar to mine. And he said this author writes with a gritty feel of the streets, and he said some other things in it. It was something that he said, I can't pinpoint it right now, but it was like so much on point, and it was about my language. Yeah, he talked about the language that I use in the book, and that's one thing that I focus on is dialogue and words, you know, because I just have a love for words. You know, I started out writing poetry. So, you know, it's always good when somebody acknowledges, you know, I got nominated. I mean, I was on the bestsellers list of Dawn Diva magazine for the first book. I was the number one book on there. And, you know, that was a good feeling. And, you know, like all of this was happening while I was inside. So for a person who, you know, is isolated from society to have something out there that people in society are feeling and acknowledge it, you know, to a pretty good level, it's a hell of a feeling. It's definitely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Eva?
Yes. Yes. Y'all ready for the caller now?
Yes.
Okay. We want to bring in the author herself or the caller?
We'll bring in the author first and then bring in the caller.
Okay. Well, good evening. How are you?
Hi, y'all. I'm glad y'all finally took my call because I was about to L y'all out.
Wow.
Everybody on the line, shout out to you, Intelligent. This ain't got nothing to do with you. But Aaron B.
Brown,
Alicia, Tony, Mimi, Capri, everybody about to get aired out at the end of this interview. Y'all hear me? I'm airing
okay.
Everybody out.
Okay, in defense of me, Alicia, and Nene, Bebo runs the phone line.
Oh, well,
right,
Bebo,
he saw you,
Bebo, you
we
get
did.
It first. Hold on, Bebo, you get it first, but Alicia, Tony, and Nene Capri still getting aired out.
It was
you know what it
minutes.
Is? You see what I'm saying, V? You really just fell right for the Okie. So you know what really surprised me is this. You let these women get you. Because you supposed to see right past that. First of all, remember I was like, yo, you want me to bring in the car? They was like, nah, hold up, let me do this first.
Uh-huh. I heard that, but no.
Exactly.
But everybody still getting aired out, so it ain't on you. I'm still airing everybody out. It's only five minutes, girl. I ain't airing y'all out about the time. I'm not airing y'all out about the time. But I'm going to air y'all out. Let's get this show popping. What's up? Did V come on here? Wait, I had to come in. Did V come on here smacking people around?
Knocking papers off our desk.
Before you get started, V Brown, the CEO, he hollered at me. He said to let you know that he's sorry he couldn't call in. He wanted to call in so that he could speak to you. He's proud of you, and he said he's waiting on that book. But he wanted to let you know that he supports you and everything. He's sorry he wasn't able to call in. Something had came up. But he said to make sure you heard that, from him. But other than that, don't come around here smacking my people around.
Shout out to G. Boss man making boss moves, so I understand.
Yeah.
Shout out to G for that message,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Nene, I got a bone pit with you, too.
Oh, damn. Not a whole bone.
Listen, at the end of this show, everybody gets it. Okay?
I don't want it. I'm just
going to
say right now, I'm not
going to
want it.
I know V sleep because you don't even be acting like your number was up there for dumb long. Like, popped up yourself.
Okay.
You just popped up.
Wait, guess what? I've been listening to the whole show, though. I've been
listening and being on the line is two different things. I don't know who's listening.
Aaron, don't be fighting with V, okay? She's a fellow G Street person. Don't do that. You have to uphold her. She said she was holding long. I got to investigate. V, there's going to be a meeting. That's all I'm going to say.
Wait, Nene. Nene, that ain't what I said. I ain't say I was
holding
on.
Exactly. You see, you so busy worried about that, you don't even know why she about to air us out. Let me investigate this.
You know what I'm talking about? We got cash on the phone. We got intel. We got company. Y'all just acting up all in front of my friends. I don't know what happened. Tiana's in the chat room. Black is in the chat room. Like, they over here like, what the heck is going on? I don't even know. Like...
Well, I just want to say for the record, I like V style. She come in and stepped up business.
Intel is the one that wrote this controversial topic that has us up here discussing this infidelity thing and this three-way triangle relationship and everything like that. So, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead. Let's hear what V got to say. Holler at your girl. Go ahead. Holler. Let me hear you.
Go ahead, V.
Put your G on your chest and flex. Let's go.
Okay, so y'all want to hear my opinion on infidelity?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it at an all-time high? I do believe infidelity is at an all-time high. It's always been high, you know, due to males. But now the females are taking it to another level. It's true. Females have taken it to a whole other level. Like,
a whole other level.
Dudes wouldn't even think about doing.
Word to
like,
mother.
You wouldn't even think of doing it. So,
okay.
Yeah, I do think it's at an all-time high. And it's not just side chicks winning. Females in general are winning.
Wow.
Wow.
Let's go, V. Okay. Let's go. Go ahead.
That's right.
Hear this.
Mm-hmm. Well, V, before we get any further into that, would you just like to tell our listeners exactly who Arthur V. Brown is?
Oh, yeah. I came in and introduced myself, and I feel so bad. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all.
Just trying to bring some structure back here.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay. Hey, how everybody doing? This is Arthur V. Brown. I'm an author under G Street Chronicles Publications. I'm the author of four titles, From Sugar to Shit, Broken Promise, Black Ice, I Am Her, the Mistress. I'm working on a couple more titles. I was going to drop a few titles, but I still don't know if I want to do that. I'm going to see how I'm feeling by the end of this show because you know how people like to bite. But since it's going to be on record, you know, I might just drop a couple, and then we'll just have to come back to the show if somebody try to bite us. You know,
hold that in the G vault. Just hold that in the G vault because
I might have to do that because
we like to stun them. We like to stun them. That's how we work over here. We like to stun them. Just hold on to that.
Yeah.
Just hold on to it.
I hate to have to come back on Writing Royalty and talk about let's go to these archives and play what I said. So I guess I'll hold the titles in, but those are my titles that are published right now. I'm working on four books right now, and I'm ready to do the damn thing. I believe the end of 2014 and the rest of 2015 it's gonna be some V Brown movement.
That's what's
definitely
up. And I'm proud of you.
Absolutely,
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Yes, big.
And B, this is Tony. And can you tell us if any of your titles deal specifically with our hot topic? And just to give some background to our audience.
I would definitely say, darn it, all of them.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Infidelity's out of Ohio.
We're going back on something that I spoke to Intel about. That license pretty much gives you an authority on a certain topic. So your title pretty much gives you an authority on our hot topic. Would you agree?
Right. I do agree, especially I Am Her, the Mistress, because that book, I mean, it touches a little on real-life experiences. I know somebody is listening, and they're going to be asking me after this interview, well, what that mean, and I already know because they're listening. But, I Am Her, the Mistress is kind of like true to life, just with some characters switched around. So, definitely. Even From Sugar to Shit. Once you get that twist at the end of From Sugar to Shit, you're like, oh, yeah, it got to do with this story, too, because the reason why somebody ended up dead, shot with an automatic nail gun in their face, is that's the reason. So, it definitely, my books definitely have to do with infidelity, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
It's all mixed up in there.
Okay.
Now
would you say, go ahead, Alicia.
Oh, go ahead, Nene.
No, baby, you go.
Now, V, would you say that your books, because you have four titles under your belt, are those titles from personal experiences or are they from just ideas or different things that you see around in society? Where did you get the idea for the different books and different titles? Okay, the idea, Broken Promise was my first book. I started writing it in 2011, I want to say. Yeah, summer of 2011, I started writing Broken Promise. I finished writing it September of 2011. So the title actually came to me 4 months before I even started penning it, and I didn't even know I wanted to be an author at this time. I just wrote down on a little piece of paper, I want to write a book titled Broken Promise.
Mm.
At the time, I think it was Broken Promises. So, I wrote that on a little piece of paper, and then fast forward 4 months later, I'm sitting up like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, I just finished the book. I don't even know what the book was. And I'm like, I'm going to write this book. And it just started coming to me, and I just started writing on paper, pen and paper, a yellow legal pad. I just started writing. So that's how Broken Promise came to me. Now, Black Ice
it just went with Broken Promise, because Black Ice is the sequel to Broken Promise. So the way Black mm-hmm. Ice came to me was, it was only right, because Black Ice, So We Meet Again, you got to read Broken Promise to understand that title. Then I Am Her, The Mistress, it just fit the story so well. I was like, even before I started writing the book, I had talked to Boss Lady Shauna. I had talked to her. She was like, well, V, what's next for you? Because at this time, I didn't even know if I wanted to be an author. I was like, I wrote these books and I want to get them out. And she like, well, V, I mean, you got a following now. People loving your work. I mean, G Street, we want you. So, like, are you going to continue to write, or is this it? So now I'm like, dang, am I going to keep writing? What else I got? Do I got something else to write? And then I'm thinking, I'm like, damn, I Am Her, The Mistress. She was like, oh, my God, that title. So that's mm-hmm. how I Am Her, The Mistress came. It just came to me one day, and boom. And then from Sugar to Shit, I was sitting on the phone with a couple of my ex-friends. And I'm sitting on the phone, and I'm eating a cookie, and we all talking. I'm like, dang, I need a title for this book. I need a title for this book. From Sugar to Shit, I got my next title, y'all. And I hit Shauna up, and I was like, Shauna, I got the title for the next book. And she was like, okay, From Sugar to Shit, I like it, that's gritty. So, and that's how From Sugar to Shit came. Everything always comes to me, and that's what I stand on, my titles, my twists, and my endings. Mm-hmm. So every title I come up with, I try to make it unique, and mm-hmm. that's what it is.
Okay. That's a good thing, all and it's a good contribution to literature. Now, you did say you were talking about women, you know, women, period, having that, what did you use, like independence or, you know, being in those positions with this, you know, the infidelity is stronger and stuff because of that. We know that, you know, you're an author, you're a woman, you're a female author in the business, you know, you're also openly gay, in the business. Do you get any type of flack or any type of judgment, you know, being, you know, who you are, being strong in that type of position, you know, being a strong female author who is very embracing about her sexuality and everything like that? Are there challenges, you know, writing heterosexual books and different things like that? Are there challenges in this business for you?
Actually, I don't have any challenges writing heterosexual books. The thing mm-hmm. came to me when I wanted to write a lesbian book. I already got the title and everything, but it's just been sitting there. Like, I got the idea down pat, everything. And mm-hmm. Fabiola Joseph was actually the one that pushed me to actually start, you know, doing something with the story concept and the title when she wrote mm-hmm. Naya. I was like, well, okay. Dang, she done wrote this book. It's telling a true life story. Like, that story touched me. And I'm like, it's telling a true life story. I was like, man, I'm going to do this. I'm going to step outside the box. Even though I stepped outside the box with I Am Her, The Mistress, and From Sugar to Shit, I was like, I need to go further. I need to push the boundaries further. So it wasn't heterosexual books. Those are easy to me. And I don't even know why, because I never experienced it. But it's easy to write those books. But to take that step, it's like a cross of the boundary to take it. I mean, mm-hmm. that's what the challenge was. But I'm ready now.
Okay. Do you think the challenge comes in because of how society views it as a whole? And do you think it's going to be easier now because more rights are being given and more respect is being given? You know, to individuals who have that type of lifestyle or preference, you know, how do you feel about that?
I think it would be easier, and I think people would take the book better now you know, at these times. Mm-hmm. In life, it's 2014, you know, everything, anything is happening. So I think people would take it better now. Is it going to be easier? No, because there's still going to be people that's going to judge it. And I'm at this point, like, I don't care. I don't give a damn.
Right.
So you either going to like my work or not like it. You either going to respect it or not respect it. Either way, keep it moving, and I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. So at this point, I mean, I don't care. They're going to have to respect it.
Yes, they're going to respect that pen. I got one more question right quick. We're just talking about infidelity, and, you know, you have a lot of women who were heterosexual, and then they say, well, you know, they left
men alone because of things like infidelity and things like that. But, you know, within the gay community, they're also that factor. Is it more of an issue, you know, dealing with a woman-on-woman issue, you know, woman-on-woman relationship? Is it sometimes more of an issue in that realm, or is it more of an issue with heterosexual relationships?
Honestly, I think it's evenly balanced because everybody thinks because it's a woman is easy. I'm telling you, it's not. You know, you know women anyway. That we not easy creatures to deal with, get along
you
with.
You got two PMSs to deal with, huh?
Yeah.
Somebody better be trying to balance us out a little bit, but
So it's not easier, and I think infidelity, even in the gay community, is at an all-time high. And it's not just with girls and girls. It's with girls that's claiming that they're gay and going to mess with dudes, and girls that's claiming they're gay studs going to mess with transsexuals. It's a big epidemic in the lesbian community. It's a lot going on. And infidelity is at an all-time high in the gay community, too.
Wow.
Infidelity is a multifaceted, it's for all sexes, all orientations. Infidelity is real. It's real.
Wow. Now, with Intel's book and what he talks about with this, the dynamic of this man, and he's able to have both of these women whom are also in love with each other. And then I heard you speak of never having a heterosexual relationship. Like, do you think that that's something that could be possible? Like, you're in love with a woman, but you still would want to venture to see, you know, how this would go. Like, do you ever,
It may be possible for somebody else, but for myself, it's not possible. I do know females that were, like, just, I'm gay, this is what it is. And then, like, a year later, they was pregnant. But the thing is, some people do it. Everybody do it for a different reason. Sometimes I always wanted to have a baby. He came along. We made the decision, and an opportunity presented itself. We had the baby. He's in a spawn baby's life, but we're not together. And I'm still gay. That situation can happen, or it can be. I never got to experience that, so I want to experience. I can't just keep saying no to this sex, and I never experienced it. So let me go over here and experience it. If I like it, then I'm gonna keep doing it, and maybe go back and forth. I mean, it's all different reasons or ways or why it could happen. But for me, it ain't
happening. I hear you, but I'm wondering, like you said, like some people suppress, like, you know what I'm saying, they're in one form or another, and then they're suppressing those desires, you know what I'm saying? You have women who wake up in the morning like, oh, that one right there, like the way her boobs are sitting up, you know what I'm saying? But they don't act on it. They don't say anything.
They don't
want
to be judged.
Know?
Some people don't want to be judged on it. Like with their peers. I done been this way all my life, and then all my peers are this way, and then I go and step out over here. What are they going to think? But some people got to quit caring about what people think.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's true.
I think
that's
easier said than done. And, you know, even in today's society, it's easier said than actually.
Especially with family.
With family because it's closer, but just generally because at a lot of turns in America, we raised on tradition.
Right.
For real, from our parents. It's the things that we were taught from the people before us, and a lot of it, just now, like we were saying earlier, just now it's starting to be cool to talk about sex and all. All this stuff was going on for 50, 60 years, but it was so under wraps and it was responsible. Now it's irresponsible. You know, the coming out of it is what the elders were protecting us from. So, look, you
it's
can't
actually,
be letting this run rampant.
It goes back farther than that.
Once
it goes
crazy.
Back farther than that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Vivo, take the caller right quick so we can get somebody on the line with V and Intel right quick.
Oh, yeah, she definitely got V. Definitely, I see V people just heavy. They ain't even playing. They like, yo, what? Man, this my people right here, though.
Somebody probably learning something new about me. Oh, Lord.
614, what's good?
Winning.
You are like, you know, win.
God,
yes,
winning.
Hey, Kiana.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Leisha.
Hey.
Hi, Mimi. Hi, Dee. And hi, V. Hey, Bebo.
What's going on? That's my girl right there. Kiana is serious. Yo, Kiana keeps it so real, yo.
100.
Word up.
Mm-hmm.
Kiana
yep.
be shooting the ball straight over the plate. So it's either
so
you
Kiana,
gonna swing or go back to the dugout.
What's
right.
your thoughts
Kiana.
On the topic, Kiana?
Mm-hmm.
Get,
right.
Pick us some knowledge. Give us drop that knowledge on us. What's your thoughts on the topic? Is infidelity
well,
on all the time?
If you're gonna cheat, you're gonna cheat. I don't think it matters if you're a male or a woman. If somebody said when we was on the phone, I mean when I was listening, somebody said that in the chat room whether. I think it was Black, that women are smarter. We got more game.
Yeah.
I think that it's not so much that we got more game. It's that we still play by the basic fundamentals. We don't be trying to get all jazzy and dribble behind our back when we know we got a straight shot to the hoop.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead,
For real.
I'm just saying.
I still think you got more game.
You know that mm-hmm. God want to pick the chick up, take her to the homeboy's house to go kick it with the homeboy and his girl, knowing that his homeboy and his girl don't kick it with the main chick and him last week, and that's what that's what stuff get all messed up. Mm. Mm.
Stuff
get all messed up.
But
yeah,
what you're saying is strategy be off.
Their strategy be off. It just needs to go back. Dribble, pass the ball two times and shoot. That's amazing.
Yeah. See, women got it down. Women got it down pack. Like, see, we be trying to be stars. Like,
yeah.
Women,
I think
it
comes to a point where, like Leisha and I tell people sometimes, that's just being messy.
I think women cheat. Just smoother. That's what I just said. Look, my brother in the background, like, y'all just smoother with it. Y'all just smoother.
Yeah. Word up. Like, y'all will spend y'all whole career on the bench. Like, I'm getting paid. I don't even care. Like, y'all making the same thing as him, and I don't even care.
I'm doing nothing. See, y'all want to let me in, coach. Let me in.
Mm-hmm.
No,
we sit around and wait for somebody to get an injury, right?
Right.
What's up with you, V?
Where you at, V?
I'm here. I just said they don't be trying to talk about coach and let me in. They ain't trying to be the coach. That be the problem. They be trying to be the coach, larger than charge, and be getting caught.
Be getting caught. Some of them ain't larger than charge.
Well, I know women though, man. I still y'all got more game. I mean, women. I know women. They just make themselves cry in a second. Like, how do you do that? You just make yourself cry. It's like, well, y'all got tricks up your sleeve. Boy,
we
man,
probably
can't compete
we
with.
Probably be thinking about all the shenanigans y'all be doing. Just right quick. Okay, here we go. We're pulled from all these natural experiences y'all keep taking us through, you know.
Oh, absolutely not. Y'all be crying because y'all got caught. It's like the kid that got caught stealing out the store. Like, oh, I didn't think I was going to get caught. Like, yeah,
no.
You caught me.
We ain't see
like,
what's going to happen is we going to call Tyquisha and tell Tyquisha when he called that we was over there, or call Tyquisha and say, let me use your car while you use mine while I go do what I do.
Y'all be having it set up.
Men use the homie as the excuse and then don't tell the homie.
Yep.
That's the problem.
So once he say something, he don't know he supposed to have, he don't know he the alibi.
And homie ain't on his game. He don't even know
like
how to.
What?
He ain't paying no attention.
Like
he don't know
me.
How to improvise.
You heard what Kevin Hart said. You be sitting there like, help me, nigga.
Wait a minute, like on Friday when she was talking about some. So who is she, Craig? Who is she? And turn around, she got the dude in her bed, and she questioning him about what he doing.
Right.
For real. Y'all women be on it. Y'all definitely good with what y'all do. Is it, you know, men just, we careless. I'll just say that. We just careless. I guess it goes back to the emotions. Like, y'all cheat better because y'all like, y'all don't want to hurt nobody. But I want to do this.
Wow.
All right, well, I don't want to take up all the time because I know y'all got
thank
other callers on hold. So.
Thank you, Mommy, for always supporting.
Yes, thank you for calling, Kiana.
Shout out to QD. She's a real super reader. Like, she reads a lot.
And she's very supportive. I didn't know where she lived. So far away because, like, for a whole year, she was at all the events, all the functions. Everywhere I was at, she was at. And then she came to the D.C. function, the Sisters on Lit, and we in the party and stuff. She said, okay, I got to fly out in the morning. I said, well, where are you going? She said, home. I said, you got to fly home? I'm like, don't you live in New York? She said, I live in Ohio. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, that is true support. You know, that's true support. And when she comes to the event, she buy books, she supports, you know, she helps out. She will get in and, you know, help set up stuff and, you know, make sure that everybody is okay. Like, you can't really tell which role she plays. You're like, is she an author? Is she a reader? Is she a, you don't know what's going on because she's very supportive of literature. And I was telling, you know, Leisha and them, like, she's more than just a reader. You know, she's a real big supporter. And I'm really honored that we have someone like that who works with us and who is, you know, always making sure that she supports, you know, regardless, she supports. So shout out to Kiana.
Yeah,
you know, much love.
That's a blessing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shout out
Kenesha. Certified office wife. She in the clubhouse. We got her rolling.
Okay. And
all right,
This is V Peoples.
Okay.
They calling in. Good evening. Hello, you are live, right in royalty. Who are we speaking with? 813.
Are they shy?
813-965.
No, that's me. No, 813-704.
Oh.
I just heard something.
Oh, what's good, y'all?
Hey,
what's up? I'm calling in to give V some love and some support. You're doing your thing.
Thank you. What's your name?
This is the first time calling in.
Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Clearwater, Florida.
All right. We got Florida in the house.
Yes.
That's what's up.
Shout out to Clearwater.
Calling in, Charm.
Yeah, shout out to the wit.
All right.
What else?
Thank you so much for the support.
Yes,
and
please continue
to listen to the show. We appreciate that.
Yes.
All right, now.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your evening, Ma.
Thank you.
Okay. We got 256. I think I know who this is.
256 in the house.
Hello.
Hello, Credit Report.
Hey.
What's going on, Miss Robinson?
I'm Friday Royalty. What's up, B-Baby? It's Miss Robinson.
Hey, Miss Robinson. That's G-Street support right there. G-Street.
Yeah.
G-Street, baby.
All day, all the way.
She got a capital G in front of hers. I don't know. She's from the beginning. She wanted to pioneer.
Yep.
Her G is big. She got a big G.
We all do big things. We all got big G's. We all do big things.
And I got lowercase G. Mine ain't even in cursive yet. I'm working on it.
She got the grandma G.
I got the big G. That's right. She got the big G in front of her.
I'm grandfathered in for life. I told you it's for life, baby, no matter what. But I am enjoying the show. I love the topic. And I wanted to say, Sidekick's been winning since the Bible. Don't get it twisted. They've been winning since the Bible.
She got biblical tracks.
I just wanted to come through and say hello and show y'all some love. And, of course, you know,
thank
I love you guys. I love you, V, and I'll be listening for the rest of the show.
Thank you so much, Miss Robinson. Yes,
your
check out her hot pen because her pen is sick. If y'all haven't had her yet, please check out Ms. Robinson. One click her on Kindle, Nook, iTunes, paperback. Her series is ridiculous. Please check out Ms. Robinson.
I love
Robinson.
Love
and
love
series.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Ma. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
I will. You too.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Good evening.
Okay. Take another caller, Aaron.
570. You are live. Good evening. Who are we speaking
Hello,
with?
Everybody. Keisha, how y'all doing?
Hey,
Keisha. What's going on?
Hello, I had
had to call her Intel was up here, and I love liquor license.
Okay, right. Thanks.
You know, Amini, know I love that book. She had to read it to me. I had to buy
Intel,
it. Read
this
it to
is
me.
This is one of your this is one of your private readers. One of our test readers, WCP. Now she test reading some things for us over on G Street. But she is a phenomenal, phenomenal reader. And when she read Licking License, she was like, "Yo, like, if
oh my god!" I said,
"Take this."
I said, "Oh my god!" Now the Miss B, I got to read her books. I like her titles. So, you know, I'm going on Amazon. I'm going somewhere to buy these books now.
Yes, I got And she will read every last book in 4 hours.
Yeah, I will read. I'll read the books. I got to read these books. I can't wait till new ones drop because it must be something really good going on with these titles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we know women been winning since Eve. You saw how she did Adam. God promised him life, and he said, "I don't want your life. Give me that apple." So we know women always winning. We won.
But hey, winning. This is Tony. What are your thoughts on our hot topic? Do you think infidelity is at an all-time high in today's time?
Of course, of course it is, because the world has changed. People don't rule relationships the same no more how they used to do before. And I think a lot of people believe in just being with one person anymore. People think they're entitled to more than one thing, and they feel as though, you know, that little I'm young and, you know, and I'm loving you for this week, the next week, and they don't care. It's for everything.
And nobody don't respect for the long-time relationship.
No, they don't respect it because society don't respect it no more. So it's not, like, back then it was respected. Now it's not. You watch TV, you look at everything is, you know, 2 years and that's old, and people think they ain't living till they're 30, and everything is microwavable. So that's how relationships became. You know, nobody knows
totally
who
these
There's no more
not
dating. There's no courting no more.
No, it's just baby mamas and look at little kids. That's my wife. Your wife understand what that is or what wifey is actually? See, once you start saying the words, you have no means behind the words no more. You don't think none of that word no more. You my wife. That's my husband. No, y'all don't feel like no more. And as far as the gay community, I feel maybe the two girls didn't get like that, but I have friends, and I get more 3 o'clock phone calls with her and her mate, with girl and girl. I said, oh, my God, y'all don't be playing no games. I have a friend, she done hit a wife before with the car. I had to go to the y'all be playing no games.
That, But you were saying something in about the respect of long-time relationships, and I was thinking as you said that, you know, children and kids grow up doing what they see, what they live. And sometimes you don't have that long-term relationship in your home. You're not accustomed to seeing it, and you don't respect it.
It's not even the home either. It's TV. Like, you get conditioned when you're watching television. And people, it's too many people, parents and children now. It do take a village to raise a child, but when you go to school, you trying to teach your kid a certain values, and you go to school and they taught something else, and you got put in front of the TV because in today's market, you could be at home mother, but you really can't. All to make them bills come. So therefore, you won't be working. Somebody else will be walking and watching your kids. So it's always somebody else is in there.
Right, and at the same time, so when you have that respect or that relationship in a home, that's when you don't always be in front of a TV. You know, my kids were raised in front of a TV because they had outside activities. You know,
like my kids,
music,
so I do that a lot, but it's
whatever. You know, the TV isn't raising your child.
Yeah, that's true, but you know what? Like with my kids, they don't watch it. They real organized. I do a lot, but somewhere, somehow, somebody creeps in. That's why I parent their friends. When my kids got a friend, you're not just my child friend. You're my friend now. You're my son. Because I feel like this. When you outside, my son don't want to tell me, even though my son, he's 15 years old and he's taller than me. He's still getting in bed with me. And me and him talk. But I also know certain things that he's not going to talk to me about. He has this friend. I'm about to parent you too. Because when you bring him outside, because when you get him outside, you say something like, wait a minute, if I get him in some trouble, I know his mother about crazy. Everybody on the block. And that's how I do it.
Wait a minute, his godmother is real retarded, so.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't having it.
You got to be. It's hard, though. It's really hard because society is changing so much. Like, you know, my grandparents was married And since my girl was 13 years old, when I was raising the house, I didn't know nothing but people being married. That's all
right.
I seen. You couldn't come in the house. My uncle, promise you, if he cheated, that girl didn't come to my grandmother's house. I'm telling him, you married this woman. She come here. If you do something outside, don't you bring her to this door. Don't you put these kids around it. She can't come to the cookout. She can't do nothing. You do with her in the street. Your wife coming here. Nowadays, mothers play games. The daughter-in-law come over there. She up there with the friend of the baby mother, and she trying to be friends with the girl down the street that he humping with. It's the family, the whole family cheating.
Right.
You got the kids lying for them.
Or
like,
allowing
Allowing Yeah, because you got kids, allowing stuff to happen. It's just, it's sad. It's
and going
right
on to the next generation. The next generation is thinking it's
okay.
So
they brought up on a lie. Aunt Teresa, I love her to death, but see, that's my uncle, and you're supposed to be loyal to your uncle. Don't tell that Aunt Teresa come to the street with somebody else. Now you got this child inside your lie. And you wonder why this kid lying? You told him to lie. They don't know how to, you know. The girl in your family going to throw us away, man. That's what men do. They cheat.
Wow.
Now they're going to accept it.
I so agree because you have, it don't even have to just be the family. A lot of times, men and women, they don't know how to be discreet. They don't know how to have some coops about whatever it is that they're doing. Because you got the kids, you done took the kids to the side chick house, you done took the kids to the side dude house. He had the football game, he had the basketball game, she taking her to the hair shop. All you interacting your kids with all these different people, and you are married or in a relationship, you are showing your children how to be in a relationship. This is what you do.
Right.
You know, you take them over here, you take them over there.
Internet.
If you're doing your dirt, don't bring it home.
You Facebook everything now. So it's a whole new game, that's all. And it's on Facebook, Twitter, they Instagram, everything. You never know what's going on. What? I'm married, and they with this person, and then in this picture with that person, I'm like, I don't know who what. Even my whole family, like, I don't know who is what. If you say you married to him, please be married to him. I don't want to say your name. I get your name wrong because I do got people in my family that like they do stuff like the younger generation. They don't understand that. They don't understand, like, if that's your husband or they get married just to get married, for real. To wear the dress and say, I'm married on Facebook and take a couple of pictures. But they're not married in spirit or none of that commitment.
Or heart at all.
It's just to say I was married.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, we thank you for calling in, Keisha. We always appreciate your support, and we want you to enjoy the show.
All
Thank you.
Love you,
mommy.
You're
welcome. Love
you more. You raised some Keisha said something that struck me though about like long term. The concept of a long term relationship is like is dwindling. It's like when you look around now, everything is such a quick fix. You know, we go online, we tweet. We don't even have a conversation. Mm-hmm. Just hit a couple of lines. You know, you go on Instagram, you don't even talk on Instagram, you just throw a picture.
It's
like this whole concept of just doing things on the quick. It's like, you know, there's really nothing to be developed between a person to make them want to commit to somebody or, you know, do something long-term because, you know, you're just on to the next. You know, I go out to clubs a lot. I come out 1 week, you know, this song is popping. 2 weeks later, it's like the song ain't even popping in the club no more. I'll be like, damn.
No.
You know, so everything is just it's so quick.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Aaron, bring in 424-832, please. You right, Intel. That's the truth. That's that variety. Like, you didn't have that much variety.
Good evening. You're alive.
This is Masterpiece from Cali.
What's good, Masterpiece? How are you?
What's up, guys? How y'all feeling?
We doing good.
Good.
Is V still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I had to make sure. No, I didn't. I'm sorry. I had to make sure she was still there. Hey, Master, did you have something for V Brown or Intel or something on the subject?
I was actually calling the comments on the infidelity thing. I think it's a very, it's kind of like popular right now because of my specific generation. I think it's like, it's more of a culture to me now. It's not. 'Cause no one especially around my age, because I'm 23. A lot of people around my age don't believe in commitment and being faithful, whereas if they do be in a committed relationship, it's always like a side chick or something that pops in, or I don't know as far as the older crowd, but I know as far as my crowd, that's what's popping right now.
Okay. I'm 23 too. I want to comment on that. At 23, I don't know if we're our generation or us. I don't think we're ready to be in a committed relationship. We're not mature enough to know what a committed relationship entails. To me, I don't know if nobody needs to be trying to be in a committed relationship, and people be in a relationship since they was 14. I've been with this dude since I was 14. No, honey, no.
Right.
You feel that way too, man?
Because you gotta not shop around, but you gotta, while you
experience
young,
life.
I really believe that, you know, can't even find a word I'm looking for, but I feel like when you're young, it's really not a committed thing unless you really have that mutual understanding with someone. You sit down and talk with someone like, look, this is what I want. This is what you want. So, you know, I do believe at this age you can be in a committed relationship, but it's very rare at this
time.
You got to
have a mindset.
Do y'all think it's because of what you're taught, like or what you see, or is it more so personal thinking that I don't think I could commit, or is it learned behavior?
I think it's
all wrapped up in one.
I think it's following the leader, really. Like with men, he got females, you feel me, with men amongst men. Like when I hear my homeboys talk, it's like you popping if you got a lot of females. But it's always the homeboy that got that one female that they really care about, but they have an influence of their homies, like they want to feel like they in with their homies because they cheating on their girl. So it feel like they feel like that's something that they have to do.
Okay.
So I think it's more following a leader. I mean, it's a lot of people that just do it just because, so they can tell their friends, like, oh, yeah, I was with so-and-so, and we, you know, like, it's really like a following a leader type of thing. I mean, I don't care females either, because females is out here ratchet and working out too. It's a mind frame you got to have. I'm talking to somebody now, and I mean, that's the only person I'm talking to, but I mean, before that person I was talking to, conversating with a lot of people, and I don't feel nothing wrong with it because I feel like I could do that. But if you have I feel like if you have an agreement with somebody and you telling somebody, look, I want to be with you, I'm not going to cheat on you, this is what it is, you all I want, keep it that way, keep it 100, and stay true to that individual, because at the end of the day, if you lying to that individual, you basically lying to yourself, you know, so a lot of people don't view it that way. A lot of people go around and make relationships like it's high school and got a whole bunch of people believing that they dedicated to them, and that's really not the case. So,
Wow, that's powerful.
I agree. I think it's a follow the leader type of thing too, but I also think it's like it's so easy to cheat now. Like it might not even be a follow the leader thing. Say this person got this main chick, like she said, got this main chick who they been with for a while or whatever the case is. But it's so easy with all these media sites now on Instagram. You can send direct pictures. Now your chick can't even see the comment that a chick leaving, because now she can send a direct picture to your dude. So I mean, it's all of the above. It's following. It's what you had in your past, what you've seen as a child growing up. It's all of it wrapped up into one.
Right.
So you get that mind frame like this is okay. This is okay.
And now guys like to being a side dude. Like it was side chick, but now dudes is repping Side Nigga Nation. They got that on Instagram. Like,
wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. Yo, it's crazy. Listening to y'all, both of y'all being 23, it's scary to me to hear y'all talk like that. to even to for y'all to feel like it's almost like y'all feel like, you know, it's y'all can't get, you have no choice but to do it. Like, it's like,
I don't want you to take it that way coming from me, because when I speak in a generalization. So I was speaking in general. To me personally, I know how to be faithful or whatever the case is, but I'm speaking in a generalization, like, in
And you're speaking from what you see from your generation within your age group, by majority.
Right.
That's what's scaring me, that majority of the 23-year-olds are thinking like that, like they're hopeless. Like, not hopeless, but hopeless to the point of just not being committed to nothing.
Right.
I agree with
V Brown when she says at 23, you shouldn't even be, I mean, people do it, but you shouldn't be thinking about having a committed relationship. You should be thinking about living your life and getting life experiences as much as you can. You know, because just because you're 23, you know, 5 years of your life, maybe 6 years of your life, you know, somebody was feeding you and walking you and bathing you. So you haven't really had time to get to know yourself and how to be yourself and know what you like and know how to make yourself happy, because in any relationship, it starts with you. If you don't know how to make yourself happy, if you can't be content with yourself, you're not going to be able to be content with anybody else.
Thank you so much for calling in and giving us your opinion on the topic.
No problem. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
You too. Likewise.
All right. You know what? Before you take another call, because we want to give away a Trust No B3 from me and Cash, I will say I think it's the time of the age of 23, because when I was 23, I had already been married for several years. I got married when I was 18.
Yeah.
I had did my dirt by the time I was 18, and I was tired. And at 23, I was happily married and happy to not have to endure, you know, the pains of going from one man to the next. Your heart keeps getting broke. You insecure because you're going through, because every time you get with a different person, you take on their characteristics, you take on their chemicals, because it's sex. And when you exchange sex, you exchange blood, you exchange chemicals, and in those chemicals are their epic memories and their experiences. So you take that on. So the longer you take to call yourself finding yourself, or, you know, looking for Mr. Right or Mrs. Right, you're taking on so much that even when you do find that person, you may still not be ready, because you've taken on so much. You've got so many characteristics running around in your head and in your spirit that you can't even be free when you finally do find someone. And, yes, you should explore and find yourself. And I've explored and found myself within my marriage. You know, I didn't have to be single to explore and find myself. I knew exactly who I was. And I was able to still live and travel the world. And I've been to different countries, all within a marriage that, you know, 20-something years. So, yeah, it's just a difference in the 23. You know what I'm saying? When I was 23, it was honorable. Yay. Now you're 23 in this damn time. It's like, ball out. You got it.
Word to the mother. Like,
you're right.
For real. I was thinking that same thing.
When I was 23, I was just finished, you know, out of college. You want to go into the field that you took up in college, you know.
And then
I was
married,
traveling,
buy a home.
I wasn't even married, and I wasn't even looking for it. But I was newly out of college. I was traveling where I wanted to go. I was getting myself established in the field that I took up in college. So that was where I was at 23. And like Nene said, it's the timing and it's the individual where you are at that point in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Wow. Definitely different times right now.
Well, we got 6 minutes left. We want to give both Intel and V opportunity to please, you know, shout out their projects. Intel, we're going to let the ladies go first. We'll let her shout out her new projects, anything that's coming. And then we'll also get that from you, because we don't want the readers to, you know, get away from us without, you know, getting that experience of what you have coming next. V, if you can.
All right. I, like I said, ain't going to speak on my project, but I will say
Harlem Book Fair. Look for a new release, full-length novel. So check that out. Definitely come to Harlem Book Fair and support the authors. Y'all can check me out everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Author V. Brown. Everything is at Author V. Brown. Definitely pick up all my titles, Broken Promise, the sequel, Black Ice, I Am Her Mistress, and From Sugar to Shit. Get that shit.
And yes, and you're on Kindle, Nook, and iTunes
as
well.
Yes, Kindle, yep, everything. Mm-hmm. Kobo, everything. Anything you got, I got you. Paperback, whatever you want, I got that for you.
And we thank you. And we thank you, V, for allowing us to interview you and sharing, you know, personal parts of yourself. I appreciate that. And it also gets to let the authors know, the readers know, the author behind the pen, and that we are human and that we do experience life and we have real life experiences. And I really appreciate you for that.
Right, right.
You can also check her out on her blog talk show, Truth Be Told, which is live every Tuesday at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. You got to check them out. Them ladies is hot.
Yes. Thank you, Ms. V, and enjoy the
rest
of your evening. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Intel.
Okay, Arthur Intel, if you can do the same for us, please, and our readers.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate y'all having me on. Yeah, right now, pretty much, I'm working on a couple of things. Put Licking License 3 on hold for a second because I have a couple of e-books I'm going to put out, one called Street Rules and one called What's Beef. So I'm looking to get those out real soon. You know, you can follow me on Instagram at Author Intel and Facebook, Author Intelligent and Law, Vance Burroughs, Licking License Group, so, you know, you'll know what's going on. But other than that, you know, I'm just taking in stuff and ready to put it on paper and living, you know, still.
Yeah.
You know, gotta live.
Yeah,
I definitely appreciate the opportunity, you know.
Yeah.
I appreciate the guests and staff and the callers that called in.
Yes, thank you for sharing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was good to hear from Cash, too. You know.
Yes, that's awesome, right, to know each other all those years and just helping edit each other's work. And then it's like, dang, I'm finally just hearing your voice. That's awesome.
That was a blessing.
That's powerful. Yeah. And, you know, you guys are definitely a true example from prison to power. And we respect you. I salute you. You know I'm here for you. If you need anything, you just holler at your girl. And thank you for being a good contribution to literature.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you,
Michelle.
Yes,
good evening.
And just real quick to our readers and listeners, please don't forget to drop your email addresses so you could get on to these free gifts we're going to be giving out. We can't give out the gifts if people ain't dropping the emails. So, Alicia, you want to give them the email again? writingroyalty@gmail.com.
Yeah, please take a quick caller, please, so we can give a book away.
Okay, there's somebody right here.
We got a big caller coming next Friday. Who we got?
We're going to take 202.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Rita Chaney.
Hey, Rita.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How's everybody tonight?
We're fine.
Well.
Thank you. We got real Rita on the deck, and she just called in at a great time. You will be getting Trust No Bitch 3 Deadly Alliance in your Kindle box on Friday.
Thank you.
And please give the king our love. We love and respect these two right here. This is our power reading couple, and we thank you for all your support. They hold us down. DMV in the house.
I did want to comment a little bit on the subject. Not really a question, but I was glad that V had kind of broke it down on the lesbian level, because it is hard to for everybody to like say how they cheat or why they cheat, but you don't really know unless you're in that lifestyle. And I'm glad that she explained it on her end, that it's not just the men and women, it's women and women, men and men, and you know, anybody could cheat. It's just for 5 years, 10 years, or 6 months. It can happen at any time, whether you're in love or not. So I'm glad that she explained it to us in her version, which made me understand, because I do like to listen to how you all feel instead of people predicting how you all's lifestyle is.
Right.
So I do appreciate
it. We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, Tim.
Yes,
thank you, Ms. Rita.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
I also want to shout out Spade850. Hit my inbox. You have won a copy of Trust No Bitch 3 on the 14th when it drops. Hit my inbox, Spade850.
Okay.
And also, thank everybody.
I just want everyone to just check out our blog, writerloyalty.blogspot.com, and Boss Lady Chronicles at bossladies14.wordpress.com, and Writing Royalty Chronicles, writingroyalty2014.wordpress.com. Please hop over there and check us out.
All right.
Thank you for calling in to Writing Royalty and listening in to our show. We appreciate all of our guests from coming out and kicking it with us in the clubhouse. Have a wonderful day, and good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Next time.